start your day the Torah way in conjunction with Yad Chikala in Northwest London. Kof Aleph Teves, 28th December. Rabbi David Kahn.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a big covert. The truth is, a big covert to give a share to you all who have come in order to emulate Yosef HaTzadik. I don't know what introductions have been given in the previous 2 days. I've come out of bed to give this shiur, not to let people down, and I've wanted to listen to the previous shiurim to see who said what. But in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayhi kayoim hazeh, Vayovoy habayis olasus melachtoi, ve'ein ish me'anshe habayis shom babayis. Very famous pasuk. Yosef HaTzadik, he came home, says the pasuk, he came home to Potiphar's house, he came back, there was nobody there, and he came back lasos malachtu. We all know the Gemara, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it was malachtu mamash, whether he came back to do the work that he was supposed to do, or whether it was malachtu, he came back to involve himself in Gilu Aroyas with Ashes Potiphar, who didn't go along. But the Medrash, both the Medrash Tanchuma and the Medrash Rabbah, give a different gloss on it. And they say the following. I'll read from the Medrash Rabbah. Reb Nechemia Omar, Yoim Tiatroin Hoyo. It was a day of Avodah Zorah. V'holchu ha'koil l'roiso. They all went to get involved to see it. For who lo holach, he didn't go. Elo vayovoy haboiso, he came home lasos melachto, to do his work. What is that? Says the Medrash, lachshoiv cheshbonos shel raboy, and it means that he went over the learning that he had learned from his father, the learning, the Torah that he'd learned from Yaakov Avinu. He felt this was an opportunity, as the Medrash Tanchuma explains at even more length, is that this was his one opportunity. He was a slave. He had to do the work in the house of Potiphar. This was his one opportunity to spend Malach Toi, to do something that was his own work, that truly belonged to him. And that was to go over and make sure that he didn't forget the Torah that Yaakov Avinu had taught him. We're in the same situation where we have a few days where the rest of the world has gone to celebrate and has gone to spend its time, some halolu oide avodah zorah and halolu l'tiatroim, some are gone to avodah zorah, the rest of them have gone shopping, and we've got a few days that we can spend to get him involve ourselves in melachteinu. And melachteinu is to go over and to learn and to get the chizuk and the inspiration of our Torah, of the Torah HaKadoshah. And this, a big yishar koach to all of you for giving of your time to come to this session. I want to spend a bit of time, if I may, in looking at some of the halachas of Inyone D'Yoma. What do I mean by Inyone D'Yoma? I'd like to be able to, if I may, to ask you a few questions, shilas that come up at this time of the year, and let's try and see whether we know the answers to them. What are the makoros? Where do we find the answers to them? If you want to speak to a Gentile or to anyone, and you talk about the festival at this time of year, we generally call it either Chogah or Kratzmach. Various different expressions you've heard people mention, or possibly Xmas, whatever you hear. Is there any halachic issue with saying the name as it is supposed to be pronounced? Is there any issue? Is there any problem with it? Question number one. Question number two. You may have read that the Rosh Hashiva of Chai Olam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Rakov, he used to live in St. Kilda's Road. But whenever anyone asked him where he lived, he would always say, Kilda's Road. He would never say St. Kilda's Road. What issue is there? Is there an issue? Is there a halachic problem with it? I'd like also at the same time to discuss various questions of Are you allowed to give or receive chag presents? You have business associates at work who would certainly appreciate it, or might even be offended if you didn't. Are there any issues with giving presents at this time of year, giving them as chag presents? What about if you receive the bottle of wine? Is there any problem? What do you do with this bottle of wine? Can you pass? You can't use it, but could you pass it on? Could you? Another question is, why should you? Kosher wine generally costs more than trefa wine. And if you've got to supply a large number of your associates, maybe employees of yours, with wine, why should you give them kosher wine? It's cheaper to give them trefa wine. Is there any issa with giving them trefa wine if there's no problem with giving them a present? These are some of the issues I'd like to have a look at together. And the source for all this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following. It's based on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking about Chiyuvei Misa, those who are involved in Avodah Zorah. And the Mishnah says, Hanoida Bishmoi V'Hamakayin Bishmoi, anyone who makes a neder in the name of Avodah Zorah, or anyone who is Makayim, says, I, by the name of whatever it is, what I'm telling you is 100% true, Hamakayin Bishmoi. The Mishnah says that he's not chayv misa for that. That's not avodah zara, but it's an issa lav. It's a loisase. So the Gemara says, minalon, where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, the Samia. We've learned in a brisa. V'shem Elohim acherim loisas kiru, apostolic in Torah, the name of gods of others, loisas kiru, you mustn't even mention. Says the Gemara, what application, what relevant, what practical application does this have? Shelo yoimah odom lechaveiroi. A person mustn't say to his friends, Shmoili betzad avodas kachovim ploinis. Wait for me by this avodah zorah. In practical terms, it means that you can't say, wait for me by this tifla. Nowadays, or if you want to give somebody directions, and you want to tell them how to get to Oakfields Road, so you tell them to go, if they're coming from Bridge Lane, you might tell them to go down Cranbourne, and then you want to tell them where to turn. At that point, you mustn't say, when you see the tiffler, at that point, turn right. You mustn't use the places of Avodah Zorah as landmarks. You mustn't use it. Another example brought in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, if the microphone will allow me. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says that when you're lending money, it says, V'osa lahazkira, lo yoma Yisrael, lo oved kachovim, one of the Mephoshim at the side of the Shulchan Aruch, a person shouldn't say to a Gentile, Ani alvel cho, I'm going to lend you money until when? Ad yom eid shel avodas kachovim. You mustn't say, I'll lend you this money until Chag. I'll lend you this money until Easter. I'll lend you, you mustn't, it applies not just to place, but it applies to time as well. You mustn't fix a schedule of time dependent upon the festivals of Avodah Zorah. That you mustn't do equally applies. It's a din min ha-Torah. Interesting. A din min ha-Torah that applies every bit as much now as always did apply. The only question is whether Christianity is considered Avodah Zorah or not, and that's something we will, Mitzvah Hashem, if time allows us, we will touch upon a little later. But that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says also, lo yishoma al picho, lo yodo bishmoi, it mustn't be heard on your lips, yes, on your mouth, from your mouth, shelo yodo bishmoi, you mustn't make a neder in the name of Avodah Zorah, v'lo yikayim bishmoi. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? V'lo yigroim acherim sheyidru bishmoi. You neither must you cause other people to make a neder in the name of Avodah Zorah. Says the Gemara, the following, Mesayilei lavur deShmuel. This Gemara comes as a support to the father of Shmuel, to Omar, who was Shmuel. Shmuel's father said, "Osa la'odom sheyase shutvus im ha'oved k'chavim. Shmuel's father says it goes so far as you mustn't take up a partnership with an idol worshipper, because Shemo Yischayev lo Shvuah, maybe in the course of their business dealings, your partner will be obligated to make an oath to you as to what he has or hasn't done. The Nishva Bavodis Kachovim Shemo, he's going to swear by his idol. He says, V'hatoyra Omro lo Yishom al Picho, you mustn't cause even a Gentile to make a shvu, an oath, using his Avodah Zorah, very simply because non-Jews are also explicitly one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Avodah Zorah, of course, is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Along comes Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, for Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Muta Lekabel Hemenu Shavua Kodem Shiyafsit. It has its limits. If you're going to lose money as a result, you're allowed to receive a shavua from him, to put him, not at gunpoint, but at shavua point, in order to force him to pay up. That is mutter, and he brings a proof from a Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, Bizman hazeh, this is really the poker. Rabbeinu Tam says, nowadays, kulam nishvoim bekedoshim shelohem. I don't know whether it's supposed to be Kadoshim with a Vav or Kadoshim without the Vav, Vahamevin Yovin, but he says that Kulam Nishvoim, the Kadoshim, they all swear by their, I suppose we would translate, by their saints, he would say. Ve'ein Tofsim Bohem Elohus. It doesn't, their expression, their saints, has nothing to do with godliness. Although they mention God when they are talking, they mention God with it, and they mean, we know what they mean, that is not the name of idols, it's not an idol. Gam daiton loose shomayim. So what he means by that, the first thing, why is it an idol? We'll discuss more. Gam, says Rabbeinu Tam, daiton loose shomayim, they really mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'af al pi shemeshatfim shem shomayim v'dovah acher, even though they make it into a partnership, as we know what they call the Trinity, nonetheless, lo ashkechem de osa ligro nacherim leshatev. For a non-Jew, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's no issa in making it into a partnership, although it's avodah zorah for us, but it's not for them. V'lifnei iver leka, therefore there's no issa lifnei iver mesisid michshol, to b'nei noach lo huzaru al kach, says Tosfos, because there's no issa of shutfus, there's no issa to attribute powers to others. For a non-Jew there's no issa, whereas for us there would be, but for them there isn't. So therefore Tosfos says there's no problem, you can get them to make a shavua, even if they make a shavua in the name of what they call God, but they mean a shutfus. Says Tosfos, that's no problem, because for two reasons. One is, he says, they don't mean that the other one, yes, we will call him Yoshki, yes, the other one really means Avodah Zorah. They don't really mean it as Avodah Zorah. And number two is, even if they do, for them it's not Avodah Zorah, although for us it would be. So says Tosfos. Now, what's fascinating is, and in order to help me with this simon, I needed to speak to somebody who could give me a kosher version of the truth. And I spoke to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Stanton, who is renowned for his knowledge in this area, will be able to give us an absolute, because Shulchan Aruch, let me read a few sifim in Shulchan Aruch for you in Hilchas Avodah Zorah. The Shulchan Aruch says the following, in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Aruch, Hanoide o Hanishva B'Shem Elilim, some of you makes a neder, or makes an oath, and a shavua, in the name of idols, Harizeh Hoyoloke Rizket Malkus, the Osalas Kiro Bishmo, you mustn't even mention its name. Bein Tzorech, Bein Shlo Tzorech, for whatever reason, you mustn't. Now, stiff base gets much closer to the mark. So we know you mustn't say the name of any avodah zarah. You mustn't say it. So if ever you read it in literature, you can't say it. You mustn't say it. But shem chagim shemahem, the next stiff, the name of their festivals, shehem keshemos bnei adam, that they have the name of people. Ein chashash lahazkiron, says Shulchan Aruch, there's no issa. The best example of this would be, and it's mentioned, the Shiori Knesset HaGadol mentions it, is brought in the Darkei Tshuva. He says that there is in Europe, there is a festival called Michaelmas. Mus means a festival in Latin or Greek. And Michael comes from Michael. It comes from, the Shiori Knesset HaGadol says, they've stolen it. It's Michoel. So therefore, Michael is a perfectly ordinary name. So they've taken Michael Mus. So they've taken the festival of Michael. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem at all. For who? Shelo yikorem kishkemoi shemazkirom oisom ha'oivde kechovim beloshin chashivus. But you mustn't mention a festival where the name, an ordinary name, is mentioned in any sense giving any importance to it. Now the question is, Kratzmach, as they say it, and therefore I'm careful not to say it, because we'll see, I think there are halachic ramifications of this. If there's a name of a festival, says Shulchan Aruch, where the name of someone who is regarded as an avodah zarah is mentioned, you mustn't mention that, you mustn't say it. Says the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says on this point, he says, he brings, Zeh l'shoyin ha-goas maimili, kosov re'ein, she'ein issa, elo shem shenitan lo l'shem elokus. He says elokus, but we can, I'm sure it's a misprint, it should be shem elohus. It means what they call, yes, avodah zarah, avol shem hedyotos, if it's an ordinary name, even though they've made it into a god, kivon shebozeh Hashem, with that name, ein boy elohus, there's no va'adnus, that name itself is not a title of godliness or of master or masterliness. V'gam lo nitan lo l'shem kach, the name wasn't given to him for that purpose. Mutter, it's mutter. Tichsif, says the Vilna Gaon, because it says in the pasuk, v'shem Elohim acherim loisazkiru, only if it's a name of avodah zarah, a name of godliness. He says, v'shem enos hikpid hakosuv, in the name of godliness, that is what the pasuk has is particular about. V'chein tanam, similarly we've learned in the Mishnah avodah zarah, calendar, and Satrunamra and the Kautis the Kratzim, he says, She'elu Shemus Hediotus, these are ordinary first names, he says, Ubekamo Makomus, who's Ka Oisa Ho'ish, the Talmud of Bashas. In many places, Oisa Ho'ish is mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon says, the name itself of Yeshu, the name of Yoshki itself, is not an issa to mention, but not if it's got the name of Hashivus. So I had a look in a dictionary, and had a look, what is the dictionary definition of C-H-R-I-S-T? The definition it says, is that of Moshiach. That's what they say. But, in brackets they say, it's commonly used to refer to Yoshki pancakes, yes? It's referred to use as that. So that's what it says. It refers to him. So it is certainly a title of Chashivus, and therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, it should be absolutely osur to say the festival Kratzmach. To say it properly as it's pronounced would be osur. Very interesting. If you have a look, if I can take you to the Rishonim, and before I do so, just to point out that there's a difference between the Lashonis used by Shulchan Aruch and by the Vilna Gaon, which makes all the difference in the world. The Shulchan Aruch, I'll read again, says, "V'hu shelo yikra'im," you mustn't call them, mention them, "k'mo shemazkiron oisam," in the way that they mention them, "b'loshim chashivus." So the Shulchan Aruch says, you mustn't give them in using an expression of importance. The Vilna Gaon says, you mustn't use them, "kivan shebezeh Hashem ein boi elohus." There's a big difference. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Issa is already to give them chashivus, and the Vilna Gaon says the problem is only if it's a title of elohus. Where does this come from? If I can take you to the Beis Yosef quotes two mamorim of Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, who's a Talmud of the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes once B'Shem Da'avi Ezri, and once B'Shem the Ri, I presume it is, the Ri Bal Tosis Rabbeinu Yitzchok. When he quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchok, in the same piece, literally, a few lines apart from each other, Rabbeinu Yerucham Kasav B'Shem Ri, Ki Yesh Hetzer Acher B'Zman Azeh, and I don't know what this is. I've tried to find out what it is. Have a look in the Beis Yosef. Avon Gilyon. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some Gilyon, maybe. The Testament. I don't know what it is. V'ein tofsim bohem elohus. When they talk about their saints, they don't refer to any godliness, he says. V'avo bishem azkirim shem shomayim v'kavonosam le'yeshu hanoitzri. He says, "Mikol mokim ein mazkirim shem avodah zorah v'gam daiton la'osa shomayim v'oretz." So Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem the Ri says, as long as there's no elohus intended, you can mention their saints. There's no problem, but there might be a problem with kratzmuch, because that refers to. It depends. That might refer to avodah zorah. Whereas a few lines down, the Beis Yosef brings the cost of Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Avi Ezri, the dafka sheshmo shem sorora velohus, avol kadoshim shelohem shehem k'shemus b'nei adam. They have ordinary names. Ein chashash lahazkir. There's no issa to mention their names. Pirush, the dafka sheloi beloshim chashivus. So you could mention Paul, Peter, you could mention all these names, but you mustn't say Beloshim Chashivus. You mustn't put a saint in front of it. Elo Keshemus Pene Odom, Avali Kroisom Kedoshim, Kemesh Maskirim Oysom Hagoyim, Beloshim Chashivus, Osa. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yerucham brings the shame that Avi Ezri. There's a machlokus Rishonim, whether the Issa is Beloshim Elohus, or whether the Issa is the shame chashivus. The Shulchan Aruch has been machmir and says the lashon chashivus itself is asa, and the Vilna Gaon has been makel to say that Issa is only the shame elohus, I would say. Now, again, not to get involved in it, but there is a difference, I'm told, from the source that I told you, between Protestants and Catholics, and this is not a shir all about this, but I'll just mention it briefly, but the Protestants don't believe that Yashvi is anything more than the Moshiach. Please, I don't want to get involved deeply in this, but there's an afgimin and lahalocha. The Catholics, they do believe that there is a partnership, and therefore, now they, but apparently I'm told that as time has gone on, in the hundreds of years that have gone on since, as we've gone through thousands, almost thousands of years, there's been a watered down, even the Catholics, most of them, don't believe in any of this, and it's very contemporary stuff, they don't believe in any of, we'll get into all of it, but they, quite the belief is that even Yoshi himself is nothing more than what they think of as a prophet and the Moshiach. Therefore, now the question is, I leave this open as a question, the only room, according to the Machabeh, would certainly be Osir. According to the Vilna Gaon as well, the only tzav would be, the question is whether, as Linon Bosaroiv, whether you say that the majority of those who believe in what they call a faith, those who believe in Christianity, Yes, well, the majority of them don't believe in it anyway. But if, according to those believe, whether we would say that the majority of them don't think that he is, don't regard him as an Avodah Zorah, then according to the Vilna Gaon, one could be Mekel. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, who paskens like Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Ri, and the Mordechai also has the same lashon as Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak, according to that, it would certainly be an Issa, because even if it's not b'lashon Elohus, it would certainly be b'lashon of Hashivus. To say that he is the Moshiach would also be b'lashon Hashivus, and therefore the Maskone is certainly, according to Shulchan Aruch, it would certainly be also the Kuri Alma to say the name of this festival. Quite clearly explicit in Shulchan Aruch, and I know many people who don't realize this, and therefore I thought certainly this was something that could be brought to attention. Similarly, according to Shulchan Aruch, it would be also to say saint, whatever it is, referring to one of the caricatures in their books. So, and therefore, that would similarly be an Issa under V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Sazkiru, that it would not just be Loshen Elohus, but any Loshen of Hashivus. But, L'cha'ira, if all it's referring to is the name of a road, or the name of an area, whether it's St. John's Wood, or whether it's St. John's Road, St. Kilda's Road, St. Andrew's Road, all these places, it's clearly a Vochadic use, and it refers to nothing to than just the name of the place. So L'cha'ira, there's a mockum to be maker to use the name of these places, because it doesn't refer to any chashivas of the place at all. It's just on the contrary, they have completely downgraded the name, even according to L'shitoson, and it's become used as a completely vochadika use. And therefore, halachically speaking, strictly speaking, there would be no issa. But once you've been through these halachas, it's clearly understood that you might not want to use these. You might not want to use these names. It might echo you somewhat, and therefore, hence Rav Rakov's change of use, that he didn't want his road, the road that he told everyone about, he preferred to call it Kilda's Road, as opposed to St. Kilda's Road. But halachically, in conclusion, there would be no issa in calling a road this name. There would be an issa to talk about Kratzmuch, its actual name, and therefore one should either call it Kratzmuch or Chogel. One's talking to Gentiles, one should call it Exmus, etc. We're running out of time. I really haven't got time to talk about much, much else. So just to mention briefly La Halocha, but we haven't got any time for much, much more. But when it comes to wines and things that people give, when it comes to giving presents at Chag time, the Ramah says the following. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, She'en Kol HaDvorim HaDvorim Eilu Amurim Elo Be'oso Zman, once upon a time. Aval B'Zman Hazeh, nowadays, well, it's mentioned that you mustn't trade with somebody who's an idol worshipper 3 days before their festival, because they will give thanks to their idol for making it so successful. You mustn't even receive a debt back, because they will feel the relief of having paid their debts, etc. And you certainly mustn't give or receive a present from them at those times. So the Simon Kuf Mem Ches in Yoredeh is full of, right at the end, the last sif says, Yesh Omrim, some say, She'ein kol ha'dvarim ha'elu amurim eno ba'oso zman, aval bezman hazeh, nowadays, enom bekiyim b'tivei milim, they are not familiar with their own idol worship. Lefikoch mutar loseis veloseis, you're allowed to do business, and you're allowed to get involved in exchange imohem with them, not only before their festival, b'yom chagon, on their very festival, ulehavosom, to lend them the whole shal dvarim and everything else. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I just would like to finish off with a very interesting point. So it seems quite clearly, the Shulchan Aruch holds, by the way, that Christianity nowadays is Avodah Zorah. The Ramah holds that for them it isn't, but for us it is. But what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that even for them, they don't really believe in it. And therefore, if anything goes well for them, we don't have to be choshesh that they're going to give thanks to their God, because they don't really believe in him. And therefore, they're not going to attribute their good fortune to the God, their idol, who's given it to them. Now, on this point, I'd like to finish off by mentioning that when I was zocher to learn in Kol Torah and to hear shiurim on a 3 times a weekly basis from Hagon Hagadol of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, zecher tzadik livracha. And when we came to the Gemara, which mentions the end of our Basra, which mentions that somebody who says to an Avodah Zorah, he says, Eli Atol, you are my God, that is Avodah Zorah. It's Chayav Misa for that alone. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So Shlomo Zalman turned around to us and he said, you know, you see from the fact that if somebody says to an Avodah Zorah, Eli Atol, that is the epitome of Avodah Zorah. We see the antithesis, the Havdil Elef Havdolos, when we say in Hallel, Keili Atov Ve'oideko, Elokai Arum Emeko, we have to have Kavona, when we say that pasuk in Hallel, that if we Chas V'Shalom, somebody said it to an idol, he would be Chayv Misa, because that's the epitome of Avodah Zorah. When we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keili Atov Ve'oideko, that is the epitome of Avodas Hashem. In the same way, we can learn on Musa Haskel that those who really believe in Avodah Zorah would thank their Avodah Zorah for any good fortune that comes their way. If our Avodas Hashem is strong enough, then every bit of good fortune, every tova, every hatova that we receive in this world, We should be attributing that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chas V'Shalom, if we don't attribute all fortunes, all good fortunes, even as small as they may be, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to ask ourselves, is our Avodas Hashem strong enough? Is our Avodas Hashem at the level where every single piece of good fortune, every bit of benefit that we receive in this world, are we attributing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If so, our Avodas Hashem is alive. It's not just Mitzvah Hanoshim Merumada, but it is an Avodas Hashem with a Dveikus Hashem, as it should be.